It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. We are going to talk about the Bride of Christ. In the last hour, we learned that the church is the Bride of Christ, church is the body of Christ, and church is founded on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. And without Jesus, there won't be any church, because the church is founded on Christ. And many people are confused. They are thinking we are all church. Doesn't matter what denomination, doesn't matter what teaching, what doctrine they have, and they're thinking they are the church. But if you are not born again, if you are not spirit-filled, you cannot call yourself church. And many scholars I heard, they think when you study in the book of Revelation, after the fourth chapter, the church is not mentioned. But I have a surprise for you. Church is mentioned in the book of Revelation in several chapters. Chapter 12, verse 5, chapter 14, and chapter 19. And book of Revelation, when Jesus Christ is talking to these seven churches, there the church is mentioned. I would like to point out to you Revelation chapter 12, verse 5. It says, the man-child was taken away immediately as soon as he was born. And people are thinking that is Jesus Christ, because it says male child. Do you know, church also is a male child? When we are born again, St. John chapter 1, verse 12, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be called the sons of God. They can be male or female, we are called the sons of God. That's a sonship. The same male child becomes bride. Now, if somebody says that male child was taken to heaven immediately when he was born, Jesus was not gone to heaven immediately. He came from heaven he was born in a virgin Mary's womb. He lived on this earth for 33 and a half years. And then he died on the cross of Calvary, and he was buried, and he was risen, and then he went to heaven. But the Revelation says that male child was immediately taken to heaven. How it happened? And that male child, he explained what kind of male child was. He said that male child was going to rule with a rod of iron. And when you say that male child was going to rule with a rod of iron, it comes to our mind that is Jesus. Because in Psalm chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, if you read, it says Jesus is the one who was going to rule the world with a rod of iron. But Revelation chapter 2, if you read verse 26 and 27, Jesus Christ said, if you are overcomer, I'm going to give you the power to rule the nations. And he says, you're going to rule them with a rod of iron. Just like my Father gave me the authority, I'm going to give it to you. Now just keep that in your mind, and then read the Revelation chapter 12, verse 5. Then you know who that man-child is. That man-child is the church. Because he says in the Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27 to the church, I'm going to give you authority and power to rule with a rod of iron. So the church will be on earth before the Antichrist rules. I don't believe that church is going through tribulation, that we will learn later on, but the church is going to go to heaven before the great tribulation starts. And here we read in Revelation chapter 12, before the Antichrist or the serpent was going to destroy the man-child, is the church, is gone. And we call the church Judeo-Christian church. That means the church was born in the day of Pentecost, but the founders were Jewish. All the disciples were Jewish, and they came from the Jewish nation. When the church is gone, then if you read in the same chapter, the devil goes after the woman who gave the birth to the man-child. And that is the Jewish nation. And so, Jewish nation gave the birth to the church. Jewish nation gave birth to Jesus too. So the Jesus was taken away. He was a man-child. But we are also bride and the man-child going to rule with the rod of iron because Jesus gives the authority. So point I'm making, the Revelation chapter 12 verse 5 talks about the bride. Now, I want to point out again, bride is mentioned in the Revelation chapter 14. And many people do not know. Because the people say, oh, we don't see bride after the fourth chapter. If you know, there is a tribulation for 7 years. But before the tribulation starts, God said, okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to seal this 144,000. That is in Revelation chapter 7. Now those are taken from each tribe 12,000. And those are 144,000. And those people are sealed for the tribulation. Why? It says in there, the devil has no authority to kill them or destroy them because they are protected by God. And then we learn that the devil goes after the woman. And these 144,000 are the Jewish women, are the Jewish people. He goes after them, try to flood them with the water with coming from his mouth, but God opens the earth and swallow the water, and they were protected. And many people will tell you, these Jewish people or Jewish nation will be protected in the Petra. So point I'm making, when the Jewish people or these 144,000 who are sealed, 144,000 in the chapter, Revelation chapter 7, those are the people will be remnant, protected for the millennium. And when they are protected, then the devil gets mad and he says, I'm going to go and then harass the people who are the followers of Christ or remaining the Jewish people who do not have the seal. And many people are thinking because of that, church will be there because he is going after the followers of Christ. The church is not there because when the trumpet sound in Thessalonians chapter 4, dead in Christ will rise first and the who are alive will be transformed and will go and meet the Lord in the air with the tinkling of an eye. And who are those people that they were going and bothering them in the tribulation? Those are the backslidden people, never received Jesus Christ, or their husband and wife left, and they knew that now we are left behind, and so we don't love Christ or follow Christ, and if we don't give our life for Christ, we will be doomed for eternity. And if they take the number 666, they will be doomed for eternity. And so some people are thinking, this 144,000 Jewish evangelists They are not evangelists. They are not preaching anything. They are just protecting their life. And they will be safe for millennium. If those people are evangelists, there is nothing mentioned in the Word of God they were preaching. You saw some of the teachers and preachers and pastors and some scholars will tell you, but there is no record. In Book of Amos, we read, they won't be famine for the bread and water, but they will be famine for the Word of God. If there are 144,000 people are preaching, how can we say there was a famine of the Word of God? And if there are 144,000 preachers are preaching, then why the angels have to come and preach the gospel? From that I know, this 144,000, they are sealed for millennium. They will be protected. Now some people are getting mixed up with Revelation chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 14. And I heard many scholars, they are saying that chapter 7 and chapter 14 are the same people. They are not. Just study about them. It simply says, first of all, these 144,000, they are following the Lamb. I'm talking about the chapter, Revelation chapter 14. They are following the Lamb wherever the Lamb goes. You remember? John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world." And we learn many of John's disciples follow Christ. And when Christ called people, he says, "Follow me." One time after the resurrection, he said, "Peter, you follow me." He said, "How about John?" He said, "Don't worry, you follow me." So Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who died for the mankind, and we are going to follow him. So Revelation chapter 14, we see the bride of Christ who is following the Lamb on the Mount Zion. You have to read in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. We have come to the Mount Zion, he says. So the Mount Zion or the following Christ is the bride. These 144,000 in Revelation chapter 7, they are not in the Mount Zion. They are not in heaven. They are on earth. And they are going to go through tribulation. But the church is escaped. Because Jesus Christ says, you pray to escape all this tribulation. And so we are not going to go through tribulation. Jesus Christ will come like a thief in the night. And will snatch his bride, his people. And we'll go to heaven. And we'll live with him. So now compare with the 7th chapter and 14th chapter. 7th chapter, they are in heaven. I'm sorry, Revelation chapter 14, the Lamb and the bride is in heaven. And they are singing a song. And no man can understand, no man can learn. And if you read in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, Paul says, when you speak in tongue, no man can understand. So that is the anointing, anointed people. That is the bride of Christ. St. Paul says in the same chapter, I sing, and I sing ordinarily, and I sing in the spirit. So you can sing an anointed song in unknown tongue song, and nobody can understand, nobody can learn. That is only given to the church. I told you last time there are two gifts are given to the church. Those are the special ones, like speaking in tongue and interpretation. Those gifts were not given to anybody. But the speaking in tongue is not actually gift, it's the evidence. Once the person filled with the Holy Spirit, only to know how to know that this person is filled with the Holy Spirit, the sign is the speaking in tongue. So now these people are singing song in the tongue, and no man is understanding. And again he says, these people are redeemed from the earth. So we are the redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And again he says, these are virgins. You remember earlier program we learned that St. Paul says we are virgin. Jesus Christ says five wise virgin, and the bride is virgin. And so we are, this 14th chapter in Revelation is called, those people called virgin. And they are redeemed from the mankind, and they are the first fruit. This 7th chapter, they are not the first fruit. They are the 12 tribes of people selected. So Jesus Christ risen, and he was called the first fruit of resurrection, and the church is going to be resurrected, and that is also called the first fruit. So when you read this qualification very carefully, I'm just giving an highlight, but you have to take a chapter 7 Revelation and chapter 14 of Revelation and study verse by verse. You will understand that what I'm trying to say is truth. And some people just do not compare this chapter and think those are the same people. These people, the chapter 14 people, they are in heaven. Chapter 7, they are on earth. How can you say they are the same? And so they are different people. And the same time when we learn Revelation chapter 19, church is in heaven. And they will be having the wedding. And there in the wedding, the friends will be invited. And those friends are all the Old Testament people and all other people. And the bride and bridegroom will be there. And after the wedding, we come down. And Enoch prophesied long time ago. He said, the Lord is coming with his army, with his people, the holy people. And that is written in the Jude chapter 1. And so we are coming back, and while we're coming, then the word of God says God is going to give the feast to the birds. And their feast is what? When Jesus Christ comes, he gets hold of the false prophet, he gets hold of the Antichrist, and he put them alive in the lake of fire. And in this time, the word of God says, Jesus says, I come alone, I fight alone, I'm coming from the Basra, and my clothes are dipped in the blood. So he's coming to take the revenge of the people who did not listen to God, or destroy the church, or destroy his people. So the point I'm making, when we coming from heaven, so many people are afraid, oh, I don't know how to travel on the horses, I don't know how to fight the war. You don't have to do anything. We will be coming in the cloud. You don't have to worry traveling on the horses. We will coming on the cloud, because the word of God says you saw Jesus come going in the cloud. That is in Acts chapter 1. And he says the same Jesus will come in the cloud. And so you don't have to worry. When we come, we will be coming with Christ. And that is talking about the bride preparing for the wedding. That is in Revelation chapter 19. So we are with Christ. If you read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he says, once we go up, we will be with him all the time, forever. That means we go, and when the wedding feast is over, we'll come back with him. And we'll come back to rule the world. We just learned a couple of programs. We said we will be the kings and priests. Jesus will be the high priest, and he will be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's the reason the church is coming back. And so some people are saying, well, this world is going to vanish away. And some people say, oh no, this world is not going to vanish away. Now, which is the truth? If you read in the Revelation chapter 21 and book of Isaiah and Revelation chapter 122, we see that this world is going to pass away. When? Not right away. We will be in this earth for the millennium. And that time, Antichrist and false prophets will be put in the lake of fire, and all the armies of the world will be killed, and their flesh will be given to the birds. And he says the birds will be coming from ever and from everywhere. You know, there is a saying, if you don't like anything to eat, they said give it to the birds, and this is for the birds. So that means the birds will be eating the flesh, and we will be having our feast in the heaven when the wedding feast will be going on. So the point I'm making, we are coming, that's the time the Antichrist, false prophets will be putting in the lake of fire, and then the devil will be chained and put it in the bottomless pit for a while. For a while means until the millennium is over. After the millennium, that will be the devil will be loose, and then he goes and brings the Gog and Magog and all these enemy of Christ to fight. This time Christ doesn't fight with him. The word of God says the fire comes from heaven and destroys all the armies of this devil, and the devil will be again arrested and put it alive where the Antichrist and false prophet is, and they will be there for eternity burning in a hellfire. When that happens, then the word of God says this first heaven and first earth will be passed away. Then there will be white throne judgment, and the people who died from time from Adam's up to the people who died in the millennium, they will all be judged. And some people say, oh, Christian will also judge. No, we would not. Because St. John chapter 5, verse 24, he says, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are passed from death unto life, and there is no condemnation. And Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2, if you read, he says, in Christ, we have no condemnation. So we do not have condemnation. We don't have a judgment. Judgment will be for the people who were committing sin, and the people who are in the millennium also committed sin. And so there will be two groups of people. One goats are all the heathen, and the lambs will be the Israeli people, and they will be judged. And after that judgment will be eternal kingdom. The bride is going to go with Christ, and we are going to live in heaven. Because you remember St. John chapter 14, Jesus Christ says, I'm going to go to heaven to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house there are many mansions, but I'm going to prepare one for you. And that is the New Jerusalem for the bride. And he says that New Jerusalem is a bride. So the point I'm making, don't settle for less. Just want to be with Christ for eternity. Then you want to be a bride of Christ. And so we have to learn the truth and follow the truth. Jesus Christ says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Don't listen to somebody's teaching. Go and search the Word of God. The Word of God says the people die lack of knowledge. We don't have to die spiritually. God has given fivefold ministers in the church in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And if you keep on reading, those people are perfecting the church. So it is a great responsibility for the pastors and apostles and teachers and the ministers to edify the body of Christ and tell them the truth. When you go and preach somewhere and people get saved, don't just say, next Sunday, go to church. What church? Tell them to go to church where the full gospel is preached, where the people are teaching about salvation, water baptism, healing, miracles, second coming of Christ, holy living. That's the kind of church. Jesus Christ is coming for the perfect church. The church without wrinkle, without spot, without any blemishes. Would you like to be that kind of church? Then Get saved. Be excited to take water baptism. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Get all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Start preaching and testifying and bringing souls to Jesus Christ. And that should be our motive. That should be our desire. And that should be all the pastor should be doing. The time is almost gone. What I'm going to do, I'm going to give you a chance to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood and make me your child. Not only child, I want to be a bride of Christ. Give me a chance to be baptized. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And let me be your bride. And I want to be flesh of your flesh and bone of your bones. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. Your name is written in heaven. Now, what you have to do? You go to church where the full gospel is preached and ask the pastor that he should be baptizing you and filled with the Holy Spirit and be a bride of Christ. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all these listeners and the people who are watching this program on TV. If they have any questions, they can call us or they can write to us. I want each and everyone to go to perfection. Jesus Christ is coming, and I want each and everyone to be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen. Our God is a good God, and He wants you to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God. God doesn't want to be living in this world without hope. Christ is our hope, and He's coming soon for His bride. So be ready for His soon coming. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.